From the USA, land of the free, we're coming at you with Jubilee! Men, our jar of jam is full of surprises tonight, and all I'm going to tell you is that our guest register reads like a who's who of the hot. The selections are going to sizzle, the songs are going to soothe and satisfy. But right now, here's your master of ceremonies, every ounce a friend, and man, that's a lot of friend, Ernest Bubbles Whitman.
Thank you, Vern Smith, and thank you, folks. Thank you, thank you. Say, there's one extra thank you this week, isn't it? Anyway, welcome to Jubilee, where our thoughts for tonight is, meet me in the roundhouse, Nellie. There ain't no squares in there. Then you're about to have your transom trimmed, your latches lubricated, and your roots booted. And the barber that's going to do the singe work is Billy Eckstein. My boy Billy and his band are here with Opus X.
Played a tune on a can opener? Have you ever heard Portin' Pens on a Pickle Fork? Well, you're about to latch on to four cats who buy the musical instruments at a hardware store. They're respectfully referred to as the Carnegie Hall of the Corn Belt. Direct from many sets of sevens on the National Barn Dance, here's Hezzy complete with the Hoosier Hot Shots. Yeah!
Okay, let's go. I'll say he's hot, he's got just what it takes to make a lady's man. When he struts along and swings his cane, husbands tie their wives up with a ball and chain. He's just a sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. Gentle to the ladies all the time. And when it comes to loving, he's a real professor. Yes, sir, just a Mason-Dixon Valentine. So see those Georgia beaches hang around him now. 'Cause what this baby teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia. Gentle to the ladies all the time.
Okay, let's go, boy.
Comes a lute toot of whom there is just any other like. When he picks up his boat pipe and starts blowing, meadowlarks hide their little heads in shame. Nightingales take the night shirts and try to strangle themselves. And canaries beat themselves 8 to the cage. About whom am I flapping my jowls? You guessed it! Coleman Hawkins! Say, Coleman, we got a lot of requests for you. How about saying hello to a few of the guys?
Glad to, Lord. I'd like to play a little of the Body and Soul, especially for First Sergeant Jack Bean and the gang at APO 708, Staff Sergeant James E. Foster and all the happy hooligans at 980, and the entire gang at 717, with a special deep bow to Private Roy Sweeney. Here comes the stuff.
Let her go.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins. Now, fellas, I'd like to let you in on a little secret and tell you how lucky you are to have your sound catchers flapping in on this particular session. Yes, gang, tonight the world's largest baritone, meaning Ernie Bubbles Whitman, is going to sing.
Pardon me. May I have a word with you?
Who's that?
Yeah.
My conscience?
Yeah.
Oh, no! It's Eddie Green! Well, Eddie, what brings you to these vibrating halls of high and hot?
That's because I'm feeling low and cold. Darn, I'm completely fractured.
Why so dejected, Brother Green?
Briefly, my mother-in-law is in town.
Oh, your mother-in-law's here, huh?
Yeah, she's here.
Did she move right in your house?
No, she arrived last Thursday and established a beachhead at the front gate.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I couldn't hold her there.
No?
Couldn't hold her. And I fell back and she stormed the house.
She sounds like a tough customer.
Tough? Oh, man. Ernest, she's 210 pounds of solid commando.
210 pounds?
Yes, sir.
Your mother-in-law must be something to feed.
Mm.
I'll bet she's got some appetite.
Appetite? Oh, man, she handles a knife and fork the same way a CB do a bulldozer.
But, Eddie, as long as you've got her, you might as well make the best of it.
Yeah, I make the best.
Were you prepared for a visit?
Yeah. You know that big dog of mine, the dog?
Oh, Evelina.
That's the one.
Oh, sure. Many's the times I've seen Evelina leading you down the street.
Evelina right away, see?
Yeah?
The minute I heard my mother-in-law was coming, see, I fixed up the doghouse real cute for her to stay in there.
You fixed the doghouse for her?
Yeah.
And how does she like it?
Well, I wouldn't know. See, due to a fast shuffle, I'm sleeping there.
Well, now, that's not so bad.
Well, it ain't good.
No, especially if your dog is gone.
Yeah, but she ain't gone. Evelyn ain't gone no more.
No?
Oh, no, man. At 2:30 this a.m., she come home.
2:30 a.m. Did she wake you up?
Well, sort of. At 2:32, Evelina had pups.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah. Calling Dr. Gillespie.
There's only one thing for you to do, Eddie. You'd better make up with your mother-in-law and get back in your house.
Oh, no. She'll never make up with me.
No?
She claimed I married my wife for money.
Well, did your wife have money the day you married her?
I think so.
Oh, yes.
When I was walking up to the altar, somebody picked my pocket, and she was the closest one to me, either.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
No.
That happens to me every payday.
No.
Yes. Say, Eddie, how long have you been married, anyhow?
I can't remember exactly, but I don't know. I had combat fatigue 18 times.
Well, Eddie, I can see you're in a bad way.
Oh, I'm in a bad way.
Would it brighten things up for you if I sang something?
Yeah, well, truthfully, I don't think so.
I tell you what. How about you helping me with a number? That ought to take your mind off your troubles.
All right. What's the song? What's the song?
One meatball.
One little meatball between me and you.
That's right. Let's try it. Now, here it goes.
Uh-huh.
A little man walked up and down.
Little man?
Yeah. And found an eating place in town.
Little man was hungry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looked through the menu. He looked it through and through.
He couldn't read that one.
Well, he wanted to find out what 15 cents could do.
Did he find it?
Yes, he hollered, one meatball.
Told that to the waiter.
Yeah. One meatball.
Ain't much of it.
No.
No.
All he could afford was one meatball. Yeah.
Listen, I'm listening at you.
He told the waiter near at hand.
Yeah, had one.
The simple dinner he had planned.
Called out a dinner.
Yeah, well, the folks were startled. One and all.
Yeah.
To hear that waiter loudly call.
One meatball. Said one meatball. It look like this here man can't fold nothing more than one meatball.
Ed, the little man fell ill to ease.
I bet he did.
He said, "Some bread, sir, if you please."
He asked for bread.
All the waiter's voice roared down the hall.
You know what he said? "Can you get no bread with one meatball?
One meatball.
He said,
one meatball.
And the waiter said, "You get no bread with one meatball."
The little man felt very bad.
Oh, he had to. He couldn't have.
But one meatball was all he had.
That ain't much neither.
Now, in his dreams, he hears that call.
I know.
"You get no bread with one meatball."
Said
one meatball.
Said
one meatball.
But the waiter said again,
"You get no bread with one
meatball."
Thank you, Ernie Whitman. I'm happy to state at this time that through the courtesy of Father Time, you're about to be hit with an open set of sharps and flats out of his pipe. Whose pipe? Don't be ridiculous, man. It's that Hawkins lad, complete with his Coleman handle. Get your fingers up them little oblets and start fingering them, Coleman. A couple of minutes ago, I had a talk with myself, and it went something like this. I said, Ernie, how are you? Fine, thanks, I say to myself. Then I says, Ern, did the Hoosier Hotshots take a powder? No, I answered myself. They're standing right there at the microphone. Standing there, I says, well, as long as they're standing, why aren't they playing? Nobody asked him, I says, well, ask them, man. So I asked them, they said, sure. And here they are, and if you don't believe me, listen to the Berries and the Nuts.
Desi, the time has come, the time has arrived. Fetch out that Monday morning piano.
I got it.
Oh,
the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Said you were nuts.
Oh, well, that's the berries.
Thank you.
Now, right across the street from me, there's an awful din. That's cause the family named the Berries just moved in.
Oh, yeah?
Next to the Berries lived Mr. Nut and wife. I never saw such cantin' and hi-hattin' in my life.
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
How they sneer and jeer at one another. Oh, brother, what awful digs and cuts. Why, I remember the time when neither had a dime. Now they drive a Lincoln and a Stutz.
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts. Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Now the wives try to outmink each other.
Outmink?
Oh, brother, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. When they pass on the square, their noses in the air. Their dogs even call each other mutt.
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
So here's a motto, folks, to remember rich or broke. It will keep you from falling in the ruts.
Never get to thinking you're the berries. Or the whole world will think that you are nuts.
P.F.C. Johnny Nolan, APO 640, Robert E. Lee, Stuart 2C, Navy 230, Corporal Rufus Simons at 929, and Staff Sergeant James L. Jackson at 228. Here's Billy Eckstein and company with Love Me or Leave Me.
Thank you.
Well, men, comes time along about this time every week when you got to stuff the jive back in the shelf and say farewell to dear old Vootland with its indigo mountains, its lake with the reet ripples, and its jumping waterfalls. Be on hand when the joy boat leaves next week for our tour through the land of the round haircut. Meantime, this is your glue-up boy, Ernie Bubbles Whitman, saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.